It's 83 degrees at 1 minute before noon. This is WHQR Wilmington 96.7 Classical HQR and 91.3 HQR News. I'm Gina Gamboni, and this is the Midday Interview. My guests today are Barbara McKenzie, the Artistic Director of Chamber Music Wilmington, and Pat Marriott, the outgoing president. Right now you're listening to music by the Ariel Quartet, and they're playing Mozart's Quartet in D minor. The Ariel Quartet is on the bill for this season with Chamber Music Wilmington. Thank you both for being with me today.
Hi, Gina, and thanks for having us, and congratulations for your stealth drive success.
Oh, thank you so much. And Pat.
Hi, Gina, how are you doing?
And of course, you all know the voice of Pat Marriott.
Oh, yes, indeed.
So it's nice to have them both here today. And they're going to talk about the season of Chamber Music Wilmington. And to find out more, in case you have to cut away before the interview's over, chambermusicwilmington.org is where you want to go. I'd like to start by talking with Barbara, the artistic director. There is a focus this season on the string quartet, a collection of really interesting string quartets. Tell us about that.
Yeah, this year we are so excited. It's really a string quartet extravaganza to give us an opportunity, and our audiences an opportunity, to look deeper into the development of Beethoven's style. And I mean, his quartets stand alongside Michelangelo's statues and Shakespeare's plays as, you know, the pinnacle of Western art. And so we thought it'd be really great to have incredible string quartets come in and present a quartet from each of his three periods. And I'm glad you played a little bit of the Ariel Quartet, because they open the season. It's an exciting quartet. They were Itzhak Perlman's prodigy group in Israel before they came to the United States, and they've just been incredibly successful, taking all the major quartet awards. And now they're serving in residence at Cincinnati Conservatory, and I think the average age in this group is like 26 years old. So I think it's an exciting opportunity, especially for our young people in New Hanover County, to come and hear almost their peers performing. And then we have the Calidore Quartet, and they are just have just been made residents in Chamber Music Society at Lincoln Center. And so, folks, I mean, you don't have to go to New York to hear great quartet playing this year. You'll be able to hear it right here at Beckwith Recital Hall in Wilmington. The Calidore has virtually won all the major chamber music competitions in the last 2 years, including the Munich International Quartet Competition. And these are not small feats by any stretch of the
imagination. Sure, and there are, you know, string quartets are very popular.
Right, and there are a billion of them.
Right. And so to really stick out from that
exactly,
field.
Exactly. And, you know, also it's interesting to note that the Calidore Quartet has been mentored by America's premier quartet, the Emerson Quartet, for the last several years. And they're now in residence at Stony Brook in New York. And then we close the quartet bash with the Enzo Quartet, which they are Naxos recording artists and have been, they were in Grammy nomination for Best Chamber Music Performance in 2010. They were founded at Yale University, and they're just an exceptional quartet. Their average age is like 32.
Oh, they're old
so,
ones.
Yeah, they're old guys. So, I mean, it's going to be a fabulous season. And then after all the quartets, in the middle, in February, we have presenting an all Bach program. We're bringing in the Magnolia Baroque from the Old Moravian Church in Old Salem, North Carolina. And actually, their performers come from the likes of the Oberlin Conservatory Baroque Music Program and the Handel Orchestra in D.C. and Curtis Institute. So
yeah,
it's going to be a really exciting season.
Now, Pat, tell us a little bit about how folks can become members of Chamber Music Wilmington, because I know that's a kind of a good thing, because aside from these four amazing performances, there are some other benefits and discounts if you become a member.
Yes, indeed. We have just last week kicked off our membership campaign. Perhaps some of you have received a brochure already. If you haven't, I urge you to go to chambermusicwilmington.org and check us out. We are offering quite a wonderful membership package this year. A membership will get you one season ticket for a considerable discount. The single tickets, when they go on sale, will be $30 a pop. And a four-concert season ticket costs $100. A young professional rate for people 30 years old and less will be $50 for a season ticket. So it's really quite wonderful.
That's great.
The membership also includes a 30% discount to any of our salons, which the in-home concerts that we have during the year, and priority invitations to special events. So the membership is quite a good deal. If you'd like to become a member right now, just go to our website, chambermusicwilmington.org, and you can find a link to our secure ticketing site and get in on it while the savings are good.
Yeah.
Yes.
Also, at your website, you can see more about these performing artists.
Oh, yes. And links to videos and YouTube recording scenarios. And it's just a fantastic way to get to know these artists before they're here.
Now, in just a minute or so, I'm going to play, as we go out of this interview, a little bit from that Enso Quartet that you mentioned.
Mm-hmm, yes.
And I look forward to that. They are doing... they're going to be playing the Harp Quartet.
Yes, from Beethoven. From the Middle Period.
Yeah.
You know, the Harp Quartet is really interesting because it was the first quartet where the pizzicato is used by Beethoven. And, you know, we hear that a lot in the more contemporary quartets. But it's just another example of how Beethoven really revolutionized string playing and the string quartet in general. And the Enso Quartet has just recorded all of Hina Stera's string quartets. They're fabulous, just in time for his 100th anniversary celebration. He's a great Argentinian composer with that kind of famous beat.
Oh, yeah. I love that stuff. I call him Gina Stera.
Well, yeah, my teacher at Peabody Helsing recorded, he knew him, and he called him Hina Stera, so I don't know.
I only do it because my name is Gina. I can't help it.
Okay, that's good.
But it's great stuff.
Yes.
So let's hear some Enso Quartet right this second as we go out.
Thank you.
Also, all of these performances are on Sundays at 7:30. Thank you so much, Barbara and Pat, for being with us today.
Thank you for having us, Gina.
Gina.
It's 12:06.